Alright, what is going on, everybody? It is Contemplation with Christoph, number 47 of the Christoph Lewis podcast. I'm your host, Chris, and I am so very excited that you are here with me today. I'm really happy that I'm in a position to where I can have an idea, I can have a thought, I can have a conversation with someone, and then I can share it here with you, to share my mind, to share their mind. And it's just like the snowball effect of information. And if you enjoy it, you can share it with somebody else. And I think that is so awesome. And I don't take for granted the ability to even have a podcast. It's too cool for me. You can find this episode and all the other contemplations and conversations on christophlewis.com/podcast. And you can find me on Instagram at Christoph Lewis. And now it's time for the book challenge. And I'm reading one book a week for a year. I'm on a mission to make reading cooler than ever. I was a self-proclaimed bad reader all through high school and my early 20s. And now I'm crushing a book a week. I'm actually ahead one book, and I'm getting tons of book recommendations from you guys, and it's awesome. I'm learning about books that I've never even heard before, authors I've never heard before, and I'm having a great time. So thank you so much for your input. Last week, I read two books. One, A Failed State by Andrew Cousins, who's been on the podcast, and The Art of War by Sun Tzu, who has not been on the podcast. This week, I'm reading Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki, who I'd love to have on the podcast. And that is one of my all-time favorite books ever, specifically for financing, investing, and honestly, just for life. It's so good. Yesterday's conversation was conversation number 90 with Mr. Michael Rutledge, and he is in his career. He did 30 years. He just retired a couple months ago, and he was in the Navy as a Navy SEAL, and he was in the Army as a pilot, and that was in the 160th. So research that guy, Google Magic him, and you're going to be blown away. If you know a lick, like a touch about the military, you understand how, like, how impressive in two branches, and I'm blown away. He's a completely down-to-earth guy, had some great advice, so I highly encourage you to check out that conversation. That was number 90. Today, I'm going to speak with you about the hardest thing in life, so let's get into it. What are some of the hardest things that you've done in your life? What is the hardest thing that you've ever done in your entire life up to this very breath? Take a moment to think about it. It could be anything. The biggest obstacle you faced? Leaving home to pursue the life you've always wanted? Leaving a job for another opportunity without even knowing many of the answers at the time of what's to come? Maybe it's leaving behind someone in your life that isn't good for you. Toxic relationship. Maybe it's starting to work on that new version of you because you've had enough. Maybe it's starting to eat better. Maybe it's starting to care for yourself better. Maybe it's actually sticking true to your promises to yourself and to those around you. Is it leaving an opportunity behind so that you can be with family more? Or is it losing a loved one? Or is it being stuck in traffic today? Is it being late to an appointment? Is it the damn barista screwing up your order again, writing your name in three different languages? Is it your upstairs neighbor walking with lead shoes at 2 a.m., popping balloons with his nose because he's got pins on its bowling shoes? Is it the neighbor's dog barking incessantly while you try to study for that test tomorrow? You see, these are all drastically different, but the latter half were a bit different than the first half. I'd say that landing in the top five all-time lessons I've learned from interviewing 90 guests is that we are all unique. Literally everything about us. Everyone's problems are unique to them. Everyone's worries, everyone's struggles, everyone's version of success, everyone's anything. The thing is, the hardest thing in life is this. The hardest thing in life is what you make it. The hardest thing in life could be for one person that they lost the closest person in their life. Their best friend, a parent, or their child. The hardest thing in someone's life could literally be that they can't ever seem to keep a promise to themselves or others. The hardest thing in life for someone could be that mangy mutt barking next door. The hardest thing in life is many times what we make it. And the important part is to comprehend that to be truly understanding of our friends, our neighbors, and the people around the world, we must remind ourselves that we are all beautifully unique and different. And because of that, we all experience things in a completely different way, our own unique ways. What is hard for one person may be easy for another person, but there will be something easy for that person that the second can't even begin to imagine how that person did it. On a very personal level, I now cope with trauma, bad news, and heartache in a very unique way. Very far to one end of the spectrum that some may say isn't even healthy. I'm able to compartmentalize trauma and separate my emotions from those traumas, like walls of just, so you think of like a dam holding back emotions so I can't ruin other parts of my life, which some would say that's not healthy. But it's how I deal with things, and I'm actually very happy with my life. And specifically over the last decade, my time in the Navy, NSW, more specifically, has helped me deal with these. And these, for me, is how I deal with things. And some people may be screaming, they've heard, like, don't build walls, it's terrible. I feel great. I feel so good. And it's how I deal with it. And you deal with it how you deal with it. Many of my family members can't even begin to wrap their heads around why I don't outwardly grieve or show my sorrow for things out of my control. It doesn't mean I don't feel. It means that I have my own uniqueness. I have my own way that I process my emotions. I have my own way that my mind selects what the hardest thing it's ever had to endure. On a simple level, traffic bothers me less and less. And on a heavier level, my own medical conditions, apart from my neck, which you guys are well aware of, I completely keep separate from social media because it's how I process and deal with it personally. And I haven't dealt with some things that have hit me out of left field yet for me to even talk about them outwardly. I need to continue to process them. The hardest thing in your life may not even come close to being the hardest thing that the person next to you has experienced, but it doesn't matter. Two people standing right next to each other in the same light will process the exact same event in completely different ways. One may have nightmares, the other guy might go buy ice cream. Ice cream. You see, this is our life, friends, and though you've heard it before, we only get one shot at it. Don't build things up to be the hardest thing in your life. Be real with yourself. Is it really the hardest thing in your life? And remember not to compare tragedy. Do your best to process your life and seek help from a professional if you need it. Talk to people. That's what I want to encourage through the podcast. Conversations with inspirational people. I want you to converse with yourself. I want you to have important conversations with yourself, and I want you to have important conversations with other people, and that can be anything. Furthermore, if you think that interview tomorrow is going to be the hardest thing that you've ever done in your life, then it probably will be pretty damn hard. But on the flip side, if you go to sleep knowing that you're going to crush that interview out of the park, then you will. Your mind is quite powerful. Don't underestimate your own thoughts. What goes on inside your head controls more on the outside than you think it does. Watch what you say to yourself. Even little negative quips about yourself matter. The small ones that nobody else hears, that only you hear. The hardest thing in life that you haven't even experienced doesn't have to be the hardest thing in your life. Start today and train yourself to get a firm grasp on how you perceive things to be before they even happen, and you'll be pleasantly surprised on how you can positively impact your own future and the lives of those around you. So it's time for a recap. The hardest thing in life is what you make it. It's important to remember here that we all experience things quite different than the next person. It's also important to remember and question ourselves about events that haven't even transpired that we think will be the hardest thing in our lives. What you say to yourself matters, and the hardest thing in your life just may be convincing yourself that. All right, my friends, thank you so much for listening. The hardest thing in life doesn't have to be the hardest thing in your life. I want to provoke thoughts, challenge you to think differently, and encourage you to not agree with everything I say. I'm huge on that. If you've listened to more than one podcast, I am huge on that last part. Listen with open ears and process information. Come up with your own opinions and don't listen blindly. You can find me on Instagram at Christoph Lewis, and you can rate on iTunes 5 stars. I would greatly appreciate that. If you want to talk further, hit me up on Instagram. I'd be more than happy to. Or you can find my email on the website, christophlewis.com. Thank you for listening, but please don't only listen. You have to apply this stuff. You can listen to all the best advice, the best podcast, read all of the best books. But if you don't apply it, it means nothing. All right, my friends, have the best day ever.